And welcome to another edition of Elo Online here on SportsTalkFlorida.com. I'm Eric Lopez, and of course, the 2014 college baseball season is just around the corner in a few weeks. And in the next couple of weeks, Elo Online, as well as Sports Talk 1080, the team Orlando, and Sports Talk 1040, the team Tampa Bay, we'll kind of preview the college baseball season through the Sunshine State, as we'll try to break down the Gators, the Seminoles, the Canes, the Knights, and the USF Bulls. Joining us now, the head coach of the USF baseball team in his eighth season, Lito Prado. And coach, appreciate you taking the time. Are you excited for the 2014 season?
Yeah, we are. I mean, everybody at this time of year, with practice starting on Friday, get excited. And I think our players are tired of preseason practice, preseason weightlifting and all that, and want to get going. And I expect us to have a good season.
It's a new conference in a way. You go from the Big East to now the American Conference. You have some familiar faces coming over from the Big East. But what kind of an adjustment is that going to be for your team?
Well, I mean, I think it's way better conference. I mean, I think the Big East was pretty good, but I think this conference, it's going to be even better. And I really believe that if we do what we've done the last couple of years, and of course we've got to play better because there's better teams top to bottom, I think we'll be a regional club just because of your RPI. And, you know, it's going to be a dogfight all the way through. Every team's good, and anybody can win it. So I'm excited about it. It's a little bit like the old Conference USA, and then next year we get East Carolina and Tulane in, which makes it even tougher.
You look at this conference, it's going to be held in Clearwater, the conference tournament once again. You got Louisville for one more year in the conference. UCF now joins the conference. Now, instead of playing that midweek series, you play them in a weekend series. Just talk about the conference opponents and in the schedule in general.
Well, the good thing is UCF's they've done a good job, and they're a quality baseball team, and I think it's great for both schools. I think playing each other, this year we're only going to play three times, but the following year we play them six times. So it's going to be a fun series, and I know our fans and their fans will get excited about it, and it's what makes college baseball and what makes college college what it is today, college athletics, you know, the rivalry. So, but I just think this conference is going to be tough. I mean, South Florida back in the old days, Tulane was one of their big rivals, and, you know, we'll get to play them here in a couple years. So it's an exciting time. Out of all the sports, I think baseball made a huge jump moving to this conference.
Let's talk about your team this season. Pitching seems to be the strength, and you're going to be led by a sophomore, Jimmy Hegart, who had an incredible year, a freshman All-American, Big East Rookie of the Year last year. Talk about him specifically first and then the rest of your staff.
Well, I mean, Jimmy, I mean, he came in. We were going to use him as a closer in the beginning, but we weren't getting the ball to him. So we decided to move him in as a starter, and he did nothing but great things for us. And he's the kind of guy that's a baseball rat. He just wants to get better and better. We held him out this summer, and he's bigger, he's stronger, and I think you'll see the results out on the field. But I think since I've been here my 8 years, top to bottom, this is the best pitching staff I've had, the best arms I've had, and I think it's going to be a situation where our pitching is going to have to carry us to see who's going to be our offensive threats.
Talk about Michael Clarkson, Casey Mulholland, some of the other arms, too, that you mentioned. You think this could be the best staff you've had?
Yeah, I mean, Casey's got, you know, great stuff. I mean, this guy could be off the charts, you know, and I think he's going to be our number two guy right now. And you got Clarkson that could, you know, fit in. He's got to make that next step to be a great pitcher. He'll get, you know, he's in the past, he's usually given us four or five in his younger days, and now it's time to give us seven or eight. And but, you know, top to bottom, we got Pardo that was last year on the all-conference team, and we have some guys in the bullpen, Jordan Strittmatter and people like that, that I think are going to be big additions. And we've got some great young arms that I think as the year goes on, if we put them in the right spots and they get a little success, I think they're going to be good by the end of the season.
How's your bullpen looking? Do you feel comfortable with your bullpen? Do you still have some questions you want to answer between now and then when the season starts?
I'll be honest with you, I'm more confident with the back end of the bullpen than I, you know, I just got to figure out who's going to be our number three and four starter. But the back end of our bullpen, I think we've got with Yannick Zerlanga and those guys back there that have done it. I think they're going to be good. Them young arms are going to be good as long as we put them in the right spot. And I think with Jordan, Strittmatter and Pardo back there and Yannick and Peterson that had arm surgery last year is throwing the ball really good. I think our back end of the bullpen is going to be pretty good.
Offensively, you lost some big bats. Jimmy Falla, James Ramsey, those guys were 300 hitters for you. Among you do return Nick Alfonso, middle infielder, is going to be all-conference American preseason, hit 331 last year. You mentioned the bats. There's some questions, though. There's some guys you're going to have to try and replace.
Well, here's the thing. Those guys came up and stepped up big last year for us as seniors. We need some of these juniors and seniors to step up too. I mean, we need a kid like Levi Border that played almost every inning, you know, to step up and hit for us. And his brother, a freshman that's come in here, and I think he's going to be a great hitter for us. You know, so kids like that. We got Austin Luke. We got Maglidge, our shortstop. He's been playing every day for 2 years. Those guys, as long as they step up and are better than what they were the last 2 years, I think we'll be fine. I don't think we're gonna hit some home runs. I don't think we're gonna hit a ton, but I think we're gonna be able to play small ball, and we've had more speed than we've ever had before.
Looking at your non-conference schedule, you've got Stetson. You've been playing yearly now. Florida State comes to your place this year after you had to go up to Dick Cowser last year. Have you ever had to prepare and have a scouting report on a Heisman Trophy winner in your career?
Well, that's what I'm trying to get Mike White to do, come out and play baseball. So he's made the decision. I said, look, if it's good enough for the Heisman Trophy winner and the guy that won the national championship, it should be good enough for you. He's going to come out and pitch for us too. But you know, there's no way you prepare. I mean, those guys are good. But almost everybody we play, I mean, we play Florida, we play Florida State, we play FIU, we play Stetson, North Florida, Georgia Tech. There's not too many easy games for us, and we just got to go out and take one game at a time and compete every day. And I think if we do that at the end of the year, we're going to have a fun time celebrating.
Interesting the way you end the regular season. You're at Florida on May 13th, and you finish the regular season at Georgia Tech before the conference tournament. Just talk about the schedule behind that and the strategy right before the conference tournament. Really some tough games there.
Well, that last month is not going to be easy, I'll tell you that. But, you know, the thing is, if at that time of year you should be peaking at the right time. You know, you're going down to the end and you're playing. We had a bye. That's the reason we're playing Georgia Tech that. This is the first year we've had a bye in our conference, so we kept it. Now next year we won't have a bye, but we had to fill it in. Georgia Tech had an opening, and Danny Hall there does a great job, and they're a top 25 team usually. So if at the end there we're peaking at the right time and we're playing good baseball and we're getting some good wins, makes it that much easier to get into the NCAA tournament.
Conference tournament in Clearwater, which of course used to host the Big East tournament as well. Just for those that don't maybe follow it as closely, just discuss the conference tournament, the setup, the format. Will it be any different than it was maybe in the Big East? Different, the same, and then also in the future?
Well, it's going to be a little different. It's going to be like the ACC does their tournament. It's going to be like two round robins, and then the two winners play, which is good because of the teams in our conference. So if you're a couple wins short with an RPI and you get some wins in that conference tournament, it's going to help you. You know, so there's not so much pressure that if you lose the first one, you're almost dead, you know. But, you know, I think it's going to be a great tournament. I think the teams that are the teams that are coming in our conference, you know, everybody knows about, and all them teams are regional teams. So it should be a great tournament. Clearwater does an unbelievable job with the tournament. And, I mean, all the coaches voted to keep it there. So that's what kind of job they've done there in Clearwater.
If I put you in charge of college baseball, what would there be anything you would change about the sport right now?
Yeah, I'd figure out a way to stop this AAU madness. I mean, I just think it's kids. I mean, last year I had three freshmen that had Tommy John surgery. And you know, the recruiting has gotten so crazy. Now you're pretty much just talking to AAU coaches. You hardly ever talk to the high school coaches. It's totally changed. I like the bat deal. I like the things that are going on. But I just think there's got to be some of this. Every coach talks about it, but nobody does anything about it. And this madness, like now from November to February, we're not allowed to go out, but every AAU team has tryouts and they hire our coaches. Wow. And it's crazy. It's a crazy business.
It really has become crazy. That's one thing, talking to other coaches, that in college baseball, that's the biggest change is all the craziness here. It's almost become like football and basketball, and then it's just an ongoing thing, and it's almost tough to control at times.
I almost, after being in it so long, I'm seeing a real change, and it wouldn't shock me one bit that, since the towns and Hillsborough County, they have money problems. Why not drop baseball and make it just an AAU, you know, sport? I mean, because right now that's basically who's running, these high school kids all over the place, and there's a lot of money in it, and that's why you see a tournament every weekend. But what these kids got to understand: if you're good, we're going to find you. I promise you that. And, seeing these kids, I just saw a thing with Dr. Andrews about overuse, how kids are overused starting out at 12 and 13 years old. So by the time we get them, they're broke,
yeah,
most of them.
Yeah, you're right. It's just year-round deal. All right, one last question before I let you go. What's the biggest key, in your opinion, for your team to be successful, to be in conference and to make it into the NCAA tournament is what?
Pitching and defense.
Simple as
you
that.
You pitch, you win. I don't care what level it is. When you pitch, it always gives you a chance. And I think top to bottom, I think we'll be able to. The last couple of years, we've pitched pretty good, and that's what's given us a chance towards the end. Last year, with 2 weeks to go, we got ranked in the top 25, and then we fell flat on our face at Seton Hall. So we just got to finish. We got to finish the job, pitch well, play good defense, and I think we'll be able to put some runs on the board because we'll be a more exciting team.
Well, Coach Prado, I appreciate you taking the time. Good luck this season. I'm sure I'll see you around during the year. Good luck this year, and we'll talk to you soon.
Thank you, Eric.
No problem. Head Coach Lalo Prado joining us here on the program. And again, the USF Bowl season gets going in a few weeks at home. Very interesting schedule. Florida State, midweek. UConn, they open conference play March 21st against UConn. They open the season in 3 weeks at home. UCF-USF will be on April 4th through April 6th weekend. Thanks to Lalo Prado, USF's head coach, for joining us. I'm Eric Lopez for Elo Online. Also on SportsTalkFlorida.com, on Sports Talk 1080 The Team Orlando, and Sports Talk 1040 The Team Tampa Bay.